Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, still life. At its worst, a bad taxidermy job is gaudy and unsettling. At its finest, taxidermy turns animal into art, preserved for a lifetime or more. Where a specimen falls on that spectrum is up to the skill of the taxidermist. And at Golden Taxidermy in Palmer, a whole lifetime of know-how and the pursuit of authenticity is being passed from one generation to the next. KSKA's Monica Goki has the story.
When you step into Larry Golden's workshop, it'll remind you of that scene in Ace Ventura, the one where the pet detective gets home to his animal kingdom.
Come to me, jungle friends.
But in Larry Golden's animal kingdom, all the animals are dead. And that's why Larry has a really difficult job, to make them look alive. Fortunately, Larry is really good at his job. If you've been to a sporting goods store in South Central Alaska, like Cabela's or Sportsman's Warehouse, odds are that you've seen his work. He's been at it a long time, and like a lot of taxidermists, Larry is self-taught.
It was $10, I think, to send off for these little booklets and little home course. And so, at about 10 years old, I started playing around, stuffing frogs and birds and squirrels or what have you.
Larry grew up in Missouri, and by the time he was 16, he'd gotten his little brother into taxidermy, too.
So my dad said, well, y'all seem like you're doing pretty good. Why don't you let me run you a little ad in the phone book? And so he did, and we happened to be the only taxidermists in the Yellow Pages, and we were in business overnight. And so I've been doing it ever since.
If you think Larry started early, his son Micah started even earlier.
He was playing around in the shop when he was in diapers, you know, and by the time he was about 6 years old, he was actually skinning deer heads for me, for the commercial customers.
At 34, Micah is still the best flesher in the shop.
And he's probably one of the fastest with a knife I've ever seen.
Micah unfolds a frozen caribou hide that a hunter dropped off the night before.
All this fat here has to come off, all this meat.
The hide needs a little mopping up before it goes to a tannery. If there are bits of fat and flesh left on the skin, it could cause the mount to rot later on down the road.
First of all, you have to have a knife that's razor sharp. So if it won't shave, it's not sharp enough, really.
He slings the hide over a skinning post, sharpens his knife, and stroke by stroke, he deftly cuts off the fat.
You just have to get all that meat off. And then we'll put salt on that. And hang it and let it dry, and then it's ready to go to the tannery.
So that's step one, the skin. We move on to another project. It's a sheep Larry has going. It's a shoulder mount, which is just an animal's neck and head. Larry pulls out a foam mannequin, which is like the taxidermist equivalent of a blank canvas. It's got the general shape of a sheep from the shoulders up, but it really doesn't look sheep-like. Not yet.
Before we glue the skin to it, we have to rough this up, and this is technique we use. It's a special little tool that's made for scratching the slickness off of the foam. And so you just rough it up so the glue will stick good. And then when the hide dries to that, it'll conform to all the little contours of the mannequin.
Hide, check. Next.
Screw the horns on here, put the eyeballs in here. The eyes are made of glass, of course.
And this brings us to one of the coolest parts of Larry's shop.
Yeah, a drawer full of eyes.
Larry's got bear eyes, deer eyes, cougar eyes, giraffe eyes, lion eyes, even crocodile eyes. Eyes are everything. In the world of taxidermy, anyone can slap a hide on a mount and call it job done. But expression is the mark of a master taxidermist. And even though most taxidermists use the same eyes from the same supply stores, how they're mounted makes all the difference. Larry's even gone so far as to use a level before to make sure he gets it right.
You can change the total expression on an animal with his eyes. You can make him look sleepy or bored or make big bug eyes or, you know, whatever you want.
For our sheep?
You want a kind of a soft but alert look, you know, fully alert. You don't want that just kind of blank stare look, you know.
Giving the sheep the right expression gives the mount authenticity. When you look at it, you should feel like you're seeing this sheep in the Chugach, looking up from his grazing to scan the landscape for predators. Larry's gone to great lengths to make his work look authentic, like the time he was working on an African mount.
In Africa, a lot of the dirt is reddish-brown, and you don't find too much reddish brown dirt up here. So
he was on vacation in Texas, saw the right shade of red, and
stopped on the side of the road. I scooped me up a bunch, went to the post office and mailed it to myself.
He used it on the mount's base, along with some Texas stickler bushes, which look like the dry, prickly shrubbery you might find in a desert a continent away. Authenticity is Larry's holy grail. He's been at it a lifetime, and he says he has no plans to quit.
I tell people I'll probably die at my workbench, you know.
With hunting season underway and a freezer full of animals to mount, it'd better be a long time before Larry goes the way of his subject matter. For AK, I'm Monica Gokey.